Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
24/7 on air, online, mobile. Stay connected with FM News 101, KXL FM, Portland, Vancouver, Salem.
1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing.
I'm Jim Taylor. Next big summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. When? Where?
CBS News has learned that the location for President Trump's upcoming meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been narrowed down to two countries, Mongolia and Singapore, and that meeting could happen as soon as next month.
CBS sends Renee Ninen there. All the talk about working toward a nuclear-free Korean peninsula, foreign affairs columnist, commentator Bobby Gosch says, don't believe it.
To ask or expect the North Koreans to give up their nukes altogether is like saying, stop breathing oxygen. They know they can't do without it. They know that without nukes, they are like Belarus or some other small or middling country with a struggling economy, lots of mouths to feed, and nobody would care.
Privacy experts still reeling following reports the suspected Golden State Killer was captured based in part on information obtained from a genealogical website. Cece Moore is a genetic expert, founder of the DNA Detective.
Genetic genealogy has made an extremely positive impact thus far, and I wouldn't want to see people stop participating because they're concerned about their DNA being used for purposes to which they didn't consent.
It's over in Maine. Manhunt. Suspected cop killer John Williams arrested without incident, accused of shooting and killing a sheriff's deputy, Somerset County Sheriff Dale Lancaster.
I am extremely grateful for all those people that that assisted the Somerset County Sheriff's Office in bringing Williams in.
Hundreds of people gathered at the First Baptist Church in Gallatin, Tennessee to remember D'Ebony Groves.
Hallelujah!
One of four people killed in last Sunday's Waffle House rampage. Among those present, Walt Emmer, the president and CEO of Waffle House.
I have been overwhelmed at the community of Antioch and Nashville and here today for how you've all pulled together to help these families who have lost so much.
Still a mystery, the firing of the House chaplain in Congress. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, doing it. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
I was completely shocked. I was unprepared to learn that he had been fired.
Democrat Jerry Connolly is just one of at least 150 members in both parties asking Ryan for a better explanation. Republican Peter King.
To be the first House chaplain removed in the history of Congress in the middle of the term raises serious questions, and I think we deserve more of an explanation of why.
Father Conroy declined our request for an interview but told the New York Times that he was never given a formal explanation for his dismissal. Perhaps all of this just a good reminder that politics and religion don't mix, especially in this town.
This is CBS News.
Stay connected to the Northwest and the world with FM News 101 KXL.
Good Saturday afternoon. KXL News Time is 103. I'm Dave Bourne. A Portland man is accused of leading a theft ring after police found him with thousands of dollars in stolen Legos. KXL's Brandon Eisen has more.
This marks the end of what police say is a months-long investigation. They told KGW that Raji Azar not only sold the stolen Legos himself, but that he orchestrated sales of nearly $50,000 in Legos using drug addicts and others hard up for cash.
They say that Lego is a better investment than gold these days.
He would have them steal from stores, mostly from Fred Meyer stores, and then he'd buy the Legos for pennies on the dollar, selling them for a massive profit online.
Lego prices hardly ever drop.
Police want you to be aware that if you are looking for Lego deals online and the prices seem too good to be true, they most likely are. Brandon Eisen, FM News 101.
Traffic and weather, next.
Zoom video conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at zoom.us. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Hey there, it's Lars, my good friends at First Call Heating and Cooling, your local independent Trane dealer. Spring's a wonderful time to prepare for the upcoming summer. Add servicing or replacing your AC and furnace to the list. Get ahead of it and prepare for summer now. We get our AC and furnace serviced every spring. The pros at First Call Heating and Cooling have skilled techs that service all brands. They're background checked and truly do go above and beyond to keep your home clean. Maybe it's time for a new Trane furnace or an AC unit. The first 30 people who mention this ad can receive an additional $100 off installation of a new AC system installed during April. They're also offering fantastic and flexible financing terms with special financing for 72 months, subject to credit approval. See the store or call the store for details. Call First Call Heating and Cooling today, 503-231-3311. Online, firstcallheat.com. Tell them Lars sent you. It's hard to stop a Trane. CCB 72623.
Portland's most traffic 24/7. We have a stalled vehicle, I-84 westbound at 58th Avenue. It's blocking that right-hand lane. Traffic is stacked up back to I-205. Also stacked on the west side at 217 north and southbound. Southbound crawling from Sunset Highway down past Shoals Ferry. Northbound jammed from I-5 up to about 99W. Also, I-205 seeing some stop-and-go traffic now southbound from I-84 down past Division and northbound from Johnson Creek to about Powell Boulevard. KGW's Vanessa Paz has your weather.
For your Saturday, we're going to see highs try to reach the lower 60s, but we're probably going to stay in the upper 50s the majority of the day. We're going to remain pretty dry until the late afternoon where rain starts to pick up. I'm KGW's Vanessa Paz for FM News 101.
Sun breaks and 60 in downtown Portland. I'm Dave Bourne. Check back several times each day and stay connected with FM News 101 and KXL.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to hour number two of Around the House with Eric G. We got in the, I'm sitting here in the driver's seat riding shotgun is Handyman Bob. Yeah, he's back this week, and so we're having a good time talking asbestos. We're talking all the different things that are hazardous around your house. But I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, if you're just joining us, go ahead and send an email. If you're too scared, it's okay. Some people don't want to be on the radio. ATH at KXL.com. And make sure you go over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. We've got stuff up there that goes all week long. I'm going to be out playing with power tools this week with Milwaukee, back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So you're going to see some stuff up there. And you'll get to see some of my friends that call into the show as well, because this is kind of my ride to Mecca in construction summer camp. So I go back and have a good time with all these guys. So we're going to have a good time. And follow, actually it's not even follow, just subscribe to the Around the House Nation chat group that we have on Facebook, because I'm going to put some exclusive content up this week on there as well. So that's a really nice place where people can put their comments and projects they're working on. There's been a lot of self-help kind of within people there. So that's been a great, great fun. And a lot of people commenting. I mean, we had, you know, it's funny, I made a comment about Homes on Homes on that page. And then Damon Bennett from Homes on Homes, you know, he's was for many years, the project superintendent on there. He's commenting on it. And, you know, Jeff Devlin and all these other guys that will jump in and comment. So Skip Bedell, all those people jump in on that. So you get to kind of rub shoulders with some of the people you watch on TV. So it's kind of fun that way. Hey, let's run out here real quick to McMinnville. Debbie, welcome to Around the House. Are you there?
Hello, Debbie. Oh,
Debbie. Guess we lost Debbie here. Let me see if we can find her here. So, well, in the meantime, Bob, let's talk for a second about, get back into, we were talking about power tools and stuff when we went on to break, about controlling dust and things like that. With the silica, it's so important. Actually, well, let me hit the pause button here, since the callers always rule. Let's go back to Debbie again. Welcome to Around the House, Debbie.
Hi, how are you all?
Good. What can I help you with today?
Well, my husband and his construction friends are all bickering about each other on a wood deck versus a cement deck, and I like a wood deck, and so now I don't know which way to go.
Cement deck? So, I mean, are you thinking like a concrete patio, or are you thinking more of the composite decking that you see out there that you kind of go between wood or composite?
Okay, that I'm not sure of. I know it's going to go on the back side of the house, and it has to have at least 3 steps down. And one of our friends said, oh, yeah, we'll go cement porch and deck. And I went, no, that's kind of ugly, isn't it?
Well, that's going to be a big project of bringing in fill material, forming up, and actually pouring concrete. So if you're going to do that, that's a big, big patio. And, you know, one thing with that is that can get a little warm in the summertime, you know. So it's you got to have somebody that's really good at concrete work do it.
Because that's expensive from what I understand. And then they're complaining because every year you have to finish your wood deck. So, which is cheaper, probably the wood deck.
Debbie. Well,
yeah.
Debbie, let me interject on this one. I have a wood deck, and I'm going to pop that rascal off and do what I should have done when I first built the deck. I'm going to put a composite material on. It's probably going to outlive me. All you have to do is clean it a couple times a year. You don't ever have to seal it. You don't ever stain it. You don't put any top coats on it. I would never build another wooden deck. That's just me.
So you're talking Trex?
Well, there's lots of different brands, but Trex is definitely one of the brands out there. There's a ton of different brands out there with it. But with the composite decks, you want to make sure you get a wrapped product. So like the old versions of Trex, when they came out, it was porous. And so what I didn't like is if you were barbecuing or something like that and you dripped a little bit of meat grease down on there, it left a dark stain on it. Now they've got more of a PVC or a composite wrap around them, so it just wipes off again. And you don't have the... they had a lot... The early versions, just like any early product, had... You know, it was new, and so they were kind of learning as they went, but they had some serious fading issues back there. If you put in one of the early Trex decks, they did good, but if you moved your barbecue, man, you had a bright finish underneath that, and it was a very dull one out everywhere else. And so in the sun, you had some shading issues with it. You would see definitely where the sun was and where it wasn't. Those days are pretty much gone, though.
Information. I know which way I'm going now.
All right, Debbie, thanks for listening around the house. We really appreciate it. Yeah, that's decking's a big thing. Now the new technology that's coming out there is some of the cool deck technology.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a composite deck and it's 80 degrees outside and you walk out there on bare feet, if it's one of the dark ones, it's going to have you running pretty quickly because it's hot. Now, there's new products out there that are reflecting the heat back off, so it's got a cooler feel to it. So, like, the surface temperature is going to be in the 70 degree versus the 110 degree. And so that's kind of where I'm seeing deck technology go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be kind of fun that way.
Kind of like the Duluth clothes.
Ah, man, that was awesome today. Duluth Trading Company. Hey, I do like that cooling technology with clothing. It's the same kind of thing. You know, I've got a Nike shirt and everybody else has different, different versions of that cooling technology, but that is awesome. Hey, before we go out to break here, let's grab one more phone call here. And Jim in Coos Bay, welcome to Around the House.
Good morning. I am looking to build a paver walkway from my driveway to my back door, and never done one before. It's a long, about 300 feet, and I'm trying to find the right material that won't break the bank, and I wanted to know if there was a standard width.
You know, it's depending on what you're going to do back there. You know, there's a lot of, I personally like something a little wider, like 42 inches as a walkway. You know, there's a lot of standards out there that get you towards 36 inches. I like to have something that's about 42. I think that's a nice comfortable width without it being too wide. You know, if you look at a sidewalk, you're starting to get to be that 42 to 54 is kind of the extra wide one. But that's a good comfortable width that if you're going to have somebody go back there or you're pushing a cart or anything else back there, you got plenty of room to work.
And is there a preferred size, the size of a brick or something like more like 12 by 12? I'm seeing a lot of different options here.
That is coming down to design. You know, it really. I'll be honest. The smaller ones are a little easier to put in. You know, when you get into these 12 by 12s or the 18 by 18s, they get pretty big and they're a little harder to put in because you got to get those things level. And so it all comes down to the prep work on that, but it's really going to be a design style for you.
Gotcha. Thanks so much.
No problem, man. And just pay serious attention to your prep work of the different gravels and stuff you put down. Do your research on that because that's going to be what defines this as a really good job and one that you're going to do over again.
Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take all your calls, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Improvement question, so go ahead and pick up the phone and call Eric G. 1-877-733-1011. Stay with us for more Around the House on KXL.
Your foundation is scary. It is. And many companies know it. They use that fear to pressure you into purchasing a basement system you might not need, or even worse, might even cause more damage to your deteriorating foundation. You don't want to catch the water after it enters your home. You want to stop it from even getting there. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. You know, the integrity of your foundation is the specialty of my friends at Western Construction Systems. Don't be terrified by an estimate from another foundation contractor. You're not going to find high-pressure sales tactics, but you will find honest and reasonable solutions for your foundation issues. You know, their team of experts specialize in basement waterproofing, foundation repair, drainage solutions, and, of course, earthquake retrofitting. They can now even earthquake retrofit terracotta, brick, or concrete block foundations. Go to WesternConstructionSystems.com, check your KXL station app, or call 503-362-5052. You know, if you tell them Eric G sent you, they're going to save $200. So check out my choice for foundation repair at WesternConstructionSystems.com. Oregon CCB number 94222.
There's something richly satisfying about a lush garden that grows to its full potential. So before you plant, condition your soil with the best soil amendments and compost available. That's Grimm's. Grimm's Fuel Company provides oil for your home in the winter, but they're also the largest supplier of the highest quality compost in the state. In fact, Grimm's Fuel earned the seal of testing assurance from the U.S. Composting Council for consistent quality compost that's pesticide and weed-free. Grimm's compost, soil, and garden mulch is made from organic materials and includes all the essential macro and micronutrients for plant growth. Grimm's Fuel can also supply you with all kinds of bark mulch and decorative rock. You haul it from their Tualatin facility, or they'll deliver to you. Grimm's also recycles organic waste. They'll deliver a drop box and pick it up. For more info, call Grimm's Fuel Company at 503-636-3623. That's 503-636-3623. Or grimmsfuel.com. Grimm's Fuel Company. Your yard and garden never had it so good.
Tree Care Unlimited. Lars here to tell you about the work they've been doing for me. Tree Care Unlimited handles all your tree and landscaping needs, and they do a fantastic job. Give them a call at 503-657-6570. Tree Care Unlimited, LLC.com.
CCB1-5179.
Three-dimensional DUI defense. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. If you've been arrested for a DUI, you need a three-dimensional law firm to help you. One that understands that law isn't the whole solution to your situation. To me, that's two-dimensional thinking. Law is a crucial part of the solution, and Reynolds Defense Firm is fantastic at DUI law. But as complex and nuanced as the law may be, law, by itself, is still flat, like a piece of paper. The law doesn't care about you or your family. The law doesn't care if you go to jail or lose your job. The law doesn't have your back. The Reynolds Defense Firm does, though. And that human element, that essential third dimension, that's what gives us our depth. That's what allows us to be so successful in helping the good people we work with. I hope you never need to call us, but if you or someone you believe in has been arrested for a DUI in Multnomah, Washington, or Clackamas County, please call us today. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
It's spring, which means spring cleaning and perhaps redecorating. Your first stop, Northwest Rugs and Furniture. Northwest Rugs and Furniture has a huge selection and they source from the best vendors in the country for the most amazing silk, hemp, jute, synthetic, and wool area rugs. The variety of furniture styles and options make it possible for you to furnish your entire house from just one showroom. And right now, for the month of April, they're offering up to 70% off discontinued items and floor sample items during their huge warehouse sale. Northwest Rugs and Furniture in Beaverton, Jansen Beach, and Wilsonville, or online at nwrugs.com.
Mederma Quick Dry Oil is now preferred by consumers over bio oil for its faster and more complete absorption. Quick Dry Oil is multi-purpose, helping improve the look of skin, scars, and stretch marks. Plus, it contains a unique blend of nourishing botanicals in a paraben and dye-free formulation with fast-absorbing, lightweight oils to hydrate and improve the look of skin. Visit Mederma.com to find out more.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Well, summer's almost here, and it's a great time to think about redoing your kitchen or bath before all the warm weather and the family gatherings begin. It's Lars. Tina and I put all the finishing touches on a beach cabin, and now we're working on a new project with Par. Why? Because we can go to Par, explain what we want, explain what the budget is, and they help us make it happen. We worked with the designers at the Par Cabinet Design Center to make the most out of our smaller space to make it all look great. Par Cabinet Design Center does a great job on all jobs, big or small, traditional or very custom. And because of their expert staff, it's the only place we go for remodeling. Whether you need cabinets, countertops, sinks, or faucets, Par Cabinet Design Center can help you with everything. And they'll do it on time and on budget. Excellent service and quality, always counted on by Northwesterners since 1930. Get into Par Cabinet Design Center and let them help you create the kitchen or bath of your dreams. CCB 168372. For more info, parcabinet.com, and tell them Lars said.
You're listening to a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
That you'd hang some pictures for, you know, the ones she framed from late last spring of you and her in Florida. You're up on the ladder when it shatters and a smithereen. She shakes her head, looks at you and says, ain't you good for anything? And you say, every week has a weekend.
Every week does have its weekend, and you know, we are here. This is where we talk home improvement. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We got Handyman Bob here in the studio. I do want to say that, you know, more rain is coming. If you have a leaky basement issue, call Western Construction Systems for a free and reasonable estimate. Integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. Thanks to Western Construction Systems and Adair Homes for being segment sponsors here in Around the House. We really appreciate it. Two great companies that are doing their thing. Well, we've got lots of sponsors around the house. We have a lot of people helping us out. And I really like 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner because they let us give away free stuff. And who doesn't love free stuff? So we're going to have some fun here. We're going to give away some 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. So we've got this really cool hose end sprayer that you can like hit the second story with. It will do an amazing job of cleaning for you. You're going to have a good time. So here's the thing. Remember we talked about this last hour if you're just joining us? Got to have to come down here and pick up the certificate. So it's not something that, sorry, Tri-Cities, Bend, Enterprise, Coos Bay, you guys, unless you're cruising through Portland here, we got to have somebody come pick that thing up. So we're going to go caller number 7 at 503-733-4101. That's 503-733-4101. That's going to be the contest line where you call in to try to get 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. And thanks to you guys for giving that away. We love these giveaways in the show. And next week, we're going to have Mr. James Collier here in the studio, actually calling into the studio. We're going to be talking about what you can use this stuff for. It doesn't matter if you're doing the sidewalk, your deck. We're going to have lots of things to talk about. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, welcome back here, Handyman Bob. We're having a good time.
You know, I just had a flashback.
All right.
When I was a kid,
records.
Yeah, there, we had records.
Yeah, I actually bought two records this last
week.
Actually,
vinyl is back. Vinyl is back with a vengeance. But they played at 45 revolutions per minute. They had a great big hole in the center of them. Yep. Okay. I won one. I called into the show. You had to come down and pick it up. I was probably 10 or 11 years old. I never did get to. My mom was working. I couldn't get down to the studio.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So I could have been in Enterprise and couldn't get the 30-second outdoor cleaner.
That's awesome. Well, you know something? It is Earthquake Preparedness Month, and we're going to talk to Jordan here, our producer, and I want to talk about Earthquake Preparedness Month for a minute.
So, yes, here in the Portland area, it is Earthquake Preparedness Month. But, however, across the Northwest, this is something we really need to be conscientious of.
Absolutely.
You know, as you hear all the time, the big one can happen at any time. So I'm really, sorry about that. I was looking at some stuff online, and I noticed that a lot of houses prior to 1960, their foundations aren't bolted. And, you know,
mud sill's not bolted to the foundation.
Exactly. And I want to know why. And then I also know, you know, the homes even after that was put into place, that they're not bolted even in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. I've seen homes mid-80s that have not been bolted, whether or not, you know, the inspector missed it or anything else. And so what that is you've got your concrete, brick, block, foundation, whatever, and there's no mechanical connection to that. So nowadays when you build a house, you've got bolts so many feet, and they bolt up through it, it's tied in, and there are things tied in that way. But back then, it's not. So literally, if we have a decent-sized earthquake, that house can literally just vibrate right off, just kind of like the something on top of your washing machine on the spin cycle coming off. And so that's what you got to be careful with that. And some of the issues you run into with that is, and I've run into this a lot out there, that if you're going to go out and have a earthquake retrofit done, which where they bolt this back to the foundation, start asking a lot of questions. There are people out there that are quoting just doing perimeter brackets around the outside. That's only part of it. And I've seen that where people go, I had an earthquake retrofit done. Well, they didn't, because they didn't, like in the city of Portland, you can go down and get an earthquake retrofit permit. And there's things on that where they want the mud sill, which is kind of the flat piece that sits on the foundation. They want that bracketed off to the floor joists. They want lots of other different brackets holding this whole thing together, not just going around the perimeter. So that's one of the things that I've seen out there, is be careful when you're out shopping for those. You know, Western Construction, they do it. They're a great sponsor of the show here. But ask the questions of what people are doing, because I've seen people go out, oh, yeah, they got a permit. Well, they got a permit for a optional bracket installation. They didn't get an earthquake retrofit permit. And if you've got a home out there where you've, let's say it's a California split level home down, and it's not as simple sometimes as doing just bolting things down there. Sometimes you're having to put in shear walls and stuff. So many times with an earthquake retrofit, you need to get some engineering done, because there's certain rooms in the house that require to meet those earthquake codes that you're going to have to do more than just putting some brackets on. Maybe you've got to put some plywood up in the garage, around the garage door. So you're seeing a few more things when you get into that. It's not just putting some brackets and stuff in there. So
how can somebody go and find out how well their home is retrofitted at this point and see that if it's ready for an earthquake? Say that they just bought it here in the last couple of years and they want to see if it's, you know, bolted to the foundation or something like that. Can they go out and look?
Yeah, just get down in your crawl space or basement. The problem is when it's finished, you're going to have a little bit of harder time, but there's literally going to be bolts that go around the perimeter of the home where it's bolted down into the concrete. If you don't see those bolts, then it's not correctly attached.
Well, and if it's post and beam construction, all of the posts have to be tied to the beams. All of the floor joists have to be tied in. Yeah,
yep. It's a big deal.
You've got angle plates all throughout the entire basement or crawl space.
You're going to be doing a lot with Simpson. And by the way, we have a winner. It looks like it was Serena that was the winner. So thanks for calling in, guys, for that and the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. And guess what? We'll be giving that away next weekend as well. So get used to the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. We'll be giving away each week now for the basically all through the summertime here.
Well,
so
this is 30 seconds time of year.
It is. So really, to wrap it up in the nutshell, go around and take a look and see if you can find where that is bolted down. If it's not, then you've got an issue. And the other thing you run into is when you've got that crumbly old foundation, you need to pay attention to that, because you might not want, you might not get the desired return if you've got something that's not going to hold the bolts when it bolts in. I mean, it could be performing and holding the house up. The problem, though, is if you go to bolt into that and it's just all crumbly and loose, then now you've got some other issues there. Maybe you need to come up with another engineering solution, because there's homes out there that it's not going to really do that much good, because the concrete, if it shakes, isn't going to hold up anyway. So that's another conversation. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House continues.
Portland depends on FM News 101 KXL for accuracy, quality, and reliability. The FM News 101 KXL Chevy Cruze mobile unit keeps you connected to the news that matters, no matter where it's happening. FM News 101 KXL Chevy Cruze mobile unit, powered by Northwest Chevy dealers.
Call Signature Paving Services to stop a small pavement repair from becoming a big pavement replacement job. CCB number 135293.
We deliver happy ever afters. Signature Paving, because asphalt matters.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Only in a society based on profit-driven over consumption materialism can a technology that has the potential to aid corporations in manipulating behavior on the subconscious level is seen as a good thing. That's why even though they grilled Mark Zuckerberg a few weeks ago on Facebook, most of those congressmen made money, and so did Mark Zuckerberg with the parading around of that dog and pony show we talked about.
Stay connected with Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero, weeknights 7 to midnight on FM News 101.
CBS News Update. President Trump and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke with their South Korean counterparts today, and Mr. Trump says things are going very well as he prepares for his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. CBS's Don Kirk in Seoul.
North Korea's mass media ignored the summit yesterday, but today the party newspaper Nodong Shimun, the leading paper, had extensive coverage all over the front page, pictures of their leader Kim Jong-un and South Korea's President Moon Jae-in meeting at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas.
But foreign affairs columnist Bobby Ghosh isn't sure North Korea will give up the nukes.
North Korea has literally nothing else, thanks in part to this regime. It has nothing else going for it. So I find it very hard to imagine that they will walk away from the one thing that makes them relevant, that makes this regime important in the world.
That summit with North Korea is tentatively set for May or early June. CBS News Update. I'm Allison Keyes.
Portland's breaking news, traffic and weather station, FM News 101. I'm Dave Bourne. We have Portland's most traffic 24-7. They're still working on a stall, I-84 westbound at 58th, still blocking that right-hand lane. It's backed up past the I-205 interchange. And speaking of I-205, lined up southbound from I-84 down past Division 205 northbound from Johnson Creek to Powell. And in Washington State, it's slow on I-205 northbound, seeing from, looks like SR-14 up past SR-500. Also stacked on 26 inbound, the usual slowdown from the zoo down to the tunnel. KGW's Vanessa Paws with your weather.
Well, heading into your weekend, this upper-level storm spinning across our state is what's pretty much going to keep us wet through the weekend into Monday. We are expected to dry out as we see Tuesday, and then he reached the upper 70s by Thursday. But in the meantime, your highs for Saturday, 62, overnight lows, 48. I'm KGW's Vanessa Paws for FM News 101.
CCB 593. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. You know, I know about building homes, great values, affordability, quality craftsmanship, and how important the attention to detail is. I feel great about sharing the story of Adair Homes with you. Adair Homes is the largest, most experienced custom home builder in the great Pacific Northwest, and they've been building homes for nearly 50 years. Because of their home deficiencies and quality construction, they're able to pass those great savings on to their customers. Did you know in 2017, on average, people moved into their Adair custom-built home with a 25% equity? That's a great investment for you and your family. Adair is privileged to build your dream home. Whether it's your first house or your fifth, they've got a plan for you. With 14 design center locations throughout the Pacific Northwest, they're ready to serve you. To find your nearest location, team of experts, and for a complimentary consultation, go to AdairHomes.com. That's Adair, A-D-A-I-R Homes.com. Make your dream a reality. Adair Homes, your dream within reach.
It's the Ram Spring Sales event at Ron Tonkin Dodge Ram on McLaughlin, your one-price, no-haggle superstore. Right now, take over 16 grand. That's 16,000 off 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4s. Only at Ron Tonkin Dodge Ram, your one-price, no-haggle superstore. Call 1-800-45-DRIVE for details.
You need shoes for when you work all day, and shoes for when you go outside and play. For all the things you do, you need shoes that keep up with you. Just know, so trust the feeling in your soles. For comfort and style in every shape and size, follow your feet to Footwise.
When your feet feel good, you feel good. And when you feel good, anything's possible. Footwise has been making feet feel good for over 30 years with expertise in shoes and feet and a wide array of comfort brands like Birkenstock, Keen, Neod, and Taos. Footwise has shoes for the whole family. Follow your feet to Footwise next to Pete's Coffee in Portland on Northeast Broadway or at footwise.com.
For comfort and style in every shape and size, follow your feet to Footwise.
4 wheels to 20 wheels. Diesel trucks, yeah, we fix those. Ultimate Truck Service. If you rely on a truck for your business, Ultimate Truck Services is what you need to keep one of your biggest assets on the road and running properly. Our highly experienced diesel technicians specialize in Cummins, Detroit, and Cat engines. Online at ultimatetruckservice.com.
This is a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Going to a show. Stopping on the byway. Playing rock and roll,
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're having a great time in the studio here. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday. And riding shotgun today, we got Handyman Bob in the studio. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you. I am loving this.
This is good, man. This is
deja
good.
Vu all over again. I know.
We did this for years together, and now you haven't been back in here since August, and great to have you back. This is so much fun and such a weird role reversal. I love
it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think it's the first time I've ever done the show sitting down.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, 10 years I stood behind the console.
Yeah, I couldn't tell the difference, though.
I know.
Couldn't resist, man. So I even got your goggles up here. We'll put those on later. So anyway, we've been talking about, you know, all these different things. I do want to get your calls at 877-733-101. That's 877-733-1011. But we've been talking about, you know, all this lead and asbestos and silica dust and all these things. But my question out there is, so somebody realizes they have a home prior to 1978 and they're going to start doing some work.
Okay.
And they don't know what they got because most people don't. They call you up or they call up your company and you're going to pop out or one of your people pop out to do a test. How does that look and how does that work?
Okay. Let's combine them. Let's make it an asbestos and lead-based paint survey.
Perfect.
Combination. Okay. So, you're not going to put those on.
Oh, yeah.
But can you talk like that?
No, I've got Bob's minion glasses on that are in the studio here that look like a little minion. And so I've got too much hair to pull this off. But, yeah, you get what I'm doing.
Okay. So when I come up to the house, the very first question I ask is, walk me through what your scope of work is going to be. Is it just a bathroom remodel? Is it a kitchen and bathroom model? Is it a whole house gut to the studs?
Yeah.
Major difference as to how I'm going to react and what I'm going to be looking for.
And how many samples you're going to take.
And how many samples I'm going to take. Exactly. If I walk in and let's just start with a small one. Yeah, we're just going to do the hall bath here.
Sure.
I walk in. Okay, it's got a sheet vinyl floor. Now, how old is the house? Let's say it's a 1928 house. I know something about that sheet vinyl floor. It's probably the second or third or fourth layer.
Correct.
So I'm going to get out my really, really sharp knife, and I'm going to start digging down.
You're going to mine.
I'm going to mine floors until I get down to the wood.
Yep.
Because every layer potentially could have asbestos in it, whether it be the top layer, the next layer, the next layer, the next layer, and the mastics that are holding them all together could also. So you can find asbestos in the vinyl. You can find it in the felt on the back of the vinyl. You can find it in the mastic, or some or all. You're really going to town on this bathroom, so you're going to be tearing out all the walls. Well, this home, because it's a 1928, was made out of plaster. So I'm going to take three samples of the plaster walls in there, because the statistical probability, if there is asbestos in the plaster anywhere, is that I will find it inside of three samples.
Gotcha.
So we do what we call a homogeneous sampling on that. And I'm going to include the ceiling as well as the walls, because the ceiling is probably plaster as well.
Sure.
Now, you have some of this funky stuff that's glued to the wall in that bathroom. It's kind of like a vinyl or a laminate.
Oh, okay,
kind of like a
stuff,
laminate,
yeah,
glued to it. Well, I'm going to either core it with my drill, or if you're ready to demolish this thing, I'll just start pulling a piece of it off, because oftentimes it was adhesed to the wall with an asbestos-containing adhesive. So, you know, it can hide anywhere, and it's important to find it, because during the demolition process, dust is going everywhere, and if it happens to be asbestos-containing dust, now you can contaminate your entire home.
That can be a problem.
Hey,
we got a call coming in here. Let's grab this real quick here. David, welcome to Around the House.
Thank you.
What can I help you with today?
Well, I bought my house many moons ago and realized shortly thereafter that the basement flooded.
Okay.
And I live on a hill, and when it rains, I have some sort of spring underneath the house.
Sure.
It flooded epic. It was wonderful. Ish. I henceforth dug out my basement. I built a French drain system with a sump pump,
okay,
so that I could pump this water out and, store things on a nice concrete floor, which I have crafted.
Okay.
And now, as I go through the years, I realize there's thousands of gallons that I am pumping out into my backyard.
Sure.
And I think, wow, I live in an area, and I have an interesting water situation agreement with a neighbor. I bought rights to their well, but in certain times, their well is being problematic over the years, and therefore I like to think about the option of storing this water that I pump out and just leach out into the backyard at a safe distance from the house, and maybe build a sort of containment device that I would be able to keep this water and use it for the house, either preferably in the house for whatever we would need to do, or irrigation, but, you know, preferably, you know, shower, drink, water, whatever. I don't know how involved that system is going to be and whether or not it's a feasible option for me.
That's a big question, because now you're talking about creating your own water system and treatment system as well.
And treatment system. That's where I get like, ooh, man, maybe I don't want to go this route.
You know, that's a tough one, and it's probably going to be a very expensive one, and you're going to be talking to probably the city and the state, or the county and the state, and filtration people. That could be a massive can of worms for you.
You know, at one point in time, I looked into this.
We are out in the we are out of city limits.
Okay.
I have a septic.
Okay.
I get water from a neighbor that's out of a well.
Okay.
And therefore, I just, you know, there's really nothing in place at this point other than, like I said, thousands of gallons when it rains that I just kind of pump downhill.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people try to put together gray water systems where they plumb in something and do it for the. But you have to create your own pressurized system, so you're going to have pumps and things like that, even if you're just going to use it to flush a toilet with, for instance. So I if it was me, I think it's going to be an expensive, difficult proposition to do it right, to use for any kind of a drinking or bathing water to meet those standards. But, you know, you might be able to make it work for your toilets and outside irrigation. Irrigation is going to be the easiest one. That one, that's going to be the simplest one to mess with.
But, you know, Eric, when it comes to irrigation of your yard and your garden, your lawn and all, I looked into this a while back, many years ago.
I remember that, yeah.
And I came up with a number, minimum 7,500 gallons, more likely 10 to 12,000 gallons I would have to store during the wet season in order for me to have enough water to do any marginal gardening, watering, landscaping during the summer.
That's a swimming pool, man.
That's a lot of water.
That is a lot of water.
I have a 5,000 gallon swimming pool that my wife has to fill every summer. And that was part of it, but that, man, yeah. Your number is way bigger than a swimming pool.
Exactly. Exactly.
What I got.
Exactly. You know what? You might give Shiloh Water Systems a call over there with those guys and see what they might be able to help you with as well, because they deal with pumps. They deal with water filtration. That's who I'd give a call for that kind of a question.
You said Shiloh Water?
Shiloh Water. Yeah, they're S-H-I-L-O, I believe, is how they're spelled. And so
L-O-H.
L-O-H. Thank you. I was forgetting that silent H. But check those guys out. They might be able to help you with that.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. When we come back, we're going to grab this next call and be able to fit him in. That'll be our last call of the day. But we've had some great calls this hour. When we come back, we'll be we'll be talking to this last caller when Around the House returns. All over the radio.
Call it a doohickey, whatchamacallit, or thingamajig, and we'll understand. Because at George Moreland, we speak plumbing. For over 90 years, George Moreland Plumbing Supply showrooms have been the source for all your plumbing needs. We have thousands of repair parts in stock, and it's always hard to beat a George Moreland price. Better yet, you'll be helped by experienced plumbing experts who understand building and remodeling, and will gladly answer all your questions. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, we'll even take time to demonstrate how to fix or install things. Like I said before, we speak plumbing. Shop where the contractors shop, because George Moreland showrooms stock the Northwest's largest selection of sinks, faucets, toilets, bathtubs, showers, water filters, towel bars, pipe and fittings. It's kind of an endless list, but just remember, at the George Moreland Plumbing Showrooms in Southeast Portland, Northwest Portland, Tigard, Salem, Bend, or Lincoln City, we speak plumbing.
If it's plumbing, we'll have it. Stop by or give us a ring.
Cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress, traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, 10,000 here in Oregon, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/promo. Search for greatness. Search Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Buying a home allows you to benefit from appreciation in home prices, and increasing property values means the money you spend on your home will have great long-term return. Lars here for my friends at American Financing. Whether you're buying for the first, second, or even third time, the salary-based mortgage experts at American Financing are ready to customize the right loan for your needs. They can do FHA, VA, conventional, ARMs, you name it. And they'll even get you a pre-approval letter, which makes your offer on a home much stronger. There's never been a better time to invest in your future. Plus, this is a family-owned company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. They're straightforward, and they're here to help you putting your needs first. Believe me, I've used American Financing myself for my own family more than a few times, and I still do. Enjoy no upfront fees and some of the lowest interest rates by calling 503-452-4444. That's 452-4444 or online AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing GigSpeed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest GigSpeed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
From the farm to the garden, Moen Machinery is your first stop for quality equipment. Family owned and operated for the last 71 years makes Moen Machinery the place to go for everything Kubota. The pioneers of the subcompact tractor have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate. Ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. Yes, Kubota has upped the game again, and the new series is arriving now at Moen Machinery. So now is the time to let the experts at Moen Machinery put you behind the wheel of a new Kubota tractor. Don't forget to ask them about their 0% financing program happening now through the end of June. From the farm to the garden, Moen Machinery is the place to go for all things Kubota. Moen Machinery on Hogan Road in Gresham, 503-666-9159 or online at MoenMachinery.com.
Hey, it's Steve. Join Rebecca and me Monday on Portland's Morning News. Life after the NFL draft. You'll hear from some Oregon players at 7:04 and birds are dive bombing solar panels. What to do? Plus traffic and weather on the 7s Monday on FM News 101.
Now back to a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're having a good time here in the studio. We've been talking home improvement. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. Well, you know, we've been talking home improvement here, and we got one last caller that I want to jump out to. Jim, welcome to Around the House.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, man. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I've got an uncovered concrete patio. It's about 10 feet by 12 feet in size, and when it rains, the water puddles in a couple different places, and I was thinking of either using some kind of concrete leveler compound on it or just taking the whole thing out and replacing it with a brick patio. Just want to get your thoughts.
There's a couple different things you could do with that. One, you can actually get in there, jack that up and help you get under and actually slab jack that, have a company come out and lift that up. Two, you could actually have somebody come in, or you could, if you're pretty handy, come in and actually skim coat that whole thing. They make products out there that you can actually go over the top of that and re-skim coat the whole thing and put another color or anything else on it. That's another way to go. Quick Creep makes it. It's a good way to go.
Okay.
And then, nothing wrong with block, too. You can go that way, but that's going to be a more expensive option out of those three.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for calling into Around the House. Well, let's, where'd the show go, Bob?
I don't know. It's the fastest 2 hours of my week. I'll tell you, it was
absolutely
fast.
Absolutely, man.
Gone.
So let's talk about EnviroTest for a minute here before we go out to break.
Well, started it in 2006, and I'm proud to be a sponsor of your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's the website. That is the Around the House online where you find the podcast, which will be up shortly. All of that stuff, it's all right there.
Yep, and If anybody needs to get in touch with me, and this isn't necessarily to buy my services. This is for questions having to do with asbestos or lead-based paint, because those are my two areas of expertise. Give us a call at 503-780-0536, or simply look us up at envirotest.biz. Envirotest.biz.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And so you guys do, to kind of wrap a nice little bow about it, since we have a couple minutes left,
yeah.
You guys do the asbestos and lead testing. You don't do, like, if you've got it sitting around from dust or something like that. You guys really just dive into the materials testing for construction.
Yeah, actually, here's the process. I am an asbestos building inspector by license. So I know historically where asbestos has been used in building materials, and because I've been a licensed contractor for so long, I know how buildings are built. So I know where to look for it. I know what I'm looking for. I know where to look for it. I can help people find it for themselves. I can come out and sample it for them, give them a report, tell them exactly what I found, where it was, and give them advice on how to deal with it.
Nice. Now, I'll be putting up all of Bob's information up here today on Around the House with Eric G. Facebook page, so you can go over there and grab that website and stuff if you need it up there. We'll have that link up on here in a little bit. But really, that's where it comes down to. And that way people can understand really what I hate it when people show up at the transfer station and they've got a truck full of materials and they're getting turned away because they don't understand what's happening.
Right.
And that gets expensive because they have to pay more for you to come out and determine that material came from the house that it came from.
And the reality, well, I'll tell you what, once it's in the truck, that's almost too late for me to be there.
Really?
Yeah. I can't survey asbestos containing waste material.
That's
only survey what's in the house.
Once it's ACWM,
now it is assumed to be asbestos containing waste material. That's a full on abatement.
Oh, so now you're abating the truck.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, so that's crazy. So fully understandable, not crazy at that, but now you have to come out and actually, they got to tent the truck and go after it.
That's right. And that's an abatement company, and that gets very, very expensive. My costs pale by comparison, believe me.
No kidding. So,
and what we do is very affordable, really. And about 50% of our business is homeowners.
Yeah.
The other half is contractors.
Contractors that are doing it. So keep in mind, if you're out there hiring a contractor and you're working on an old house and they don't have it in here, that's where it needs to be. So that's going to be the tough part, because you're going to be in trouble. That's
absolutely
the big thing.
Hey, this has been fun. Thank you.
Bob, thanks for coming along, man. This has been a lot of good time. We got to do this more often, man. We got to come on here and talk asbestos at least a few times a year to get you
and
in here.
And I really appreciate the fact that all four of you are part of the suspender crowd.
We got the suspenders going. We'll get those pictures up. So don't worry. They'll be up on the Around the House with Eric G. Facebook page. Well, you know something? That's all the time we got for this week. You know, our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communication center and kept us all on track. Dave Bourne, who was born ready to drive us today from the captain's chair. Most of all, though, I want you to thank you for listening. We want you to join next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love and love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio. We're hand in hand in stereo. All over the radio with you. Anywhere the wind blows. Anywhere the fire.
Every summer, the Boys and Girls Clubs provide safe, structured, and fun programs for youth. They're engaging in hands-on activities with caring mentors that help them return to school in the fall ready to show off their new skills. Visit bgcportland.org to support great summers.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.